As photographers, of course, we look at photographs differently than what I jokingly sometimes call civilians, non-photographers, if you will, do. We tend to look at photographs through a photographer's eyes. And one of the things that I love to do with a photograph like this one is to dissect it, to look at it more critically from a photographer's point of view, to see what I can learn about such things as what lens was used, and obviously, what the light source was. In portraits, it's fascinating to determine how many lights were used to make a portrait by simply looking at the reflections in the photographed person's eyes. We can see if there was a square soft box or a round soft box, or if there were two soft boxes or a single point source of light. All that's determined by looking at the reflections in a person's wide open eyes. We can do the same thing here, even though there are no eyes, because we have these marvelous patent leather shoes to look at. Notice that there are shiny spots on these shoes that tell us exactly what the light source is. It's a single point of light directly overhead. And furthermore, by looking very carefully at those reflections, we can determine that it's a square light source. Even in the curvature of her patent leather shoes, we can see the square shape of the light source. It could be an overhead skylight that's square, but I suspect not. The light is too angular and the shadows too harsh to think that this would be an overhead skylight. It's probably some sort of square fluorescent light. We're guessing, of course. I might be wrong. The point is how much we can learn about a photograph by looking at such details and thinking about it from a photographer's point of view. It's an exercise that hones our photographic skills and gives us an idea about how the photograph was made so that we might keep an eye out for those things the next time we're making a photograph. I'd love to know from O. Rufus Lovett exactly what that light source was. It wouldn't surprise me one bit to find out that he had asked this girl to stand directly underneath this light, knowing that he would get this round glow of illumination we can see in the floor and the reflection off those patent leather shoes.